we kind of committed to doing a lot more takeaway. We reinvented the whole takeaway menu. We made plans to, we were going to do takeaway roasts a few weeks later, but we brought the whole plan forward so it was ready for Mother's Day, so that anyone that didn't want to come visit us Mother's Day was going to have a takeaway instead. That was the plan. And ultimately, we ended up starting telling the staff that, that this is quite serious, and if anyone is ill, they don't come, etc. And I think it was a sense of anxiety through the business, for everyone. You try and do your best to kind of calm that, act in control and act like you know what you're doing, but at the same time, you kind of lay there at night and you think, I have not got a clue how this is going to play out. But I think it's just trying to be as prepared as you could be in that situation. We had a conversation amongst all the staff and said, look, if anyone wants to opt in, you can opt in. Otherwise, you're all opted out. A lot of people opted in, and that gave us enough people to be able to do takeaway and do it well. And from it took off. And there was a point where in the community, in our local area for Just Eat, we were one of the only restaurants actually available at that time. So we ended up doing really well out of it. And we had so much love and support because of that. I think that all stems from our wanting to be in control, wanting to be prepared as possible and rolling with the punches a little bit. I think it really paid off for us. We had a lot of love support for carrying on. People were aware of furlough as an option. At this point of the lockdown, furlough had been announced, but not wasn't paying out until April time. I think people were cautious of the fact that they would get paid and stuff like that. And obviously, it was going to be difficult for us as a small business with no income at that point if we hadn't carried on. So people were a little bit cautious of that. But I think also for people's mental health, they kind of were keen to keep busy and keen to be doing something rather than sitting in a house all day, every day for an unforeseeable time. So a lot of the team were actually very keen to opt in and said, we want to carry on, we want to keep working as long as it's safe to do so. We made an agreement on what the safe standards were. This was obviously before official guidelines came out for takeaway stuff. We made an agreement on that. We made an agreement on how we would operate. We tweaked our times. And from there, everyone really got behind it. And the team's been incredible since then in really trying to maximize that opportunity. Because like I said, we did see it as a positive and see it as an opportunity for us. Obviously, it wasn't the plans that we had made, but it was a chance to abandon something else.